Hey everybody, welcome back to the Monday Night Pod. This is week two of Psalm 73, the message that Tyler gave this Saturday on envy.
Yeah, so Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. Credit to Asaph, he pulls no punches and is honest and says that he was envying the prosperity of the wicked. He was envying the arrogant. And there's a lot of takeaways from that. And he shows that through that envy, he was not his best version of himself. And that's the danger of that emotion if it hits us, is that it'll, like Proverbs 14 tells us, you know, it'll make our bones rot.
Yeah, it rots the bones.
It brings out the worst of you. And he explains, he's like, yeah, I wasn't my best self. I wasn't thinking right. I wasn't acting right. I wasn't pleasant to be around. And, you know, with the advent of social media and just the way that this culture has gone, it's so much easier to look at what others have and the lives that they pretend to live and the lives that they front and think, man, like I'm missing out, or man, what, how do these people deserve this? And I feel like I deserve better out of life. And, if you go down that road and let that envy sit in you, what the natural, end of that is just pure bitterness and it truly brings out the worst of you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, envy is one of the worst emotions because it can make, it can turn even good people bad, you know.
For sure.
And you made some really good points tonight in the message. You know, that's on our YouTube, SNL Summerlin. So if you weren't here in the service tonight, watch that. You know, watch the message. And what we're trying to do on the pod at this point is provide just supplemental and extra commentary about the message that is happening on Saturday nights here at Summerlin, Las Vegas. But Tyler made some really good points tonight. So you covered verse 15, which has always been a verse that has really stood out to me in the Bible. That's, if I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children. That's him talking about everything leading up to verse 15, especially 13 and 14, where he says, surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I've been plagued. I've been punished every morning. And then verse 15, if I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children. That's such an important verse, and you did a great job of covering it tonight. But, you know, you said we're in the generation where we've been told, let's talk about it and put everything out there. And you said, great point, it does feel good to air it out.
Oh, yeah. There's some relief.
Yeah. But let me tell you this. And you said, you know, if especially if you're a leader too, which Asaph was, you know, and there's the key there. He says, I would have betrayed your children. So this would have had just collateral damage on other believers. It would have been a real it would have weighed down other people's spirits with it, and also possibly made them embittered. It says I would have betrayed them. You can't trust. That's one of the things that when you get leaders that like pop off, people love to listen to that because it really tickles their ears. Because half of it is like, oh. Like, this person in this position is essentially like gossiping or slandering. So everybody's very interested to hear it. But right away, a lot of trust is lost because one of the most important things with leadership is you're just steady. You're just steady. That's a lot of what you're being paid to do if you're in a leadership position, is to deal with the stress of that position and maintain a steady hand and not buckle. You said tonight, self-control. Great description of that, right? If it's self-control being one of your fruits of the Spirit, this is a real application of it. That if you are dealing with all these things on the inside, like is going on here in Psalm 73, where he's just envious and irritated in his spirit and thinking things are not just right now, that was not a license to air it out. You know, he needed to come to a greater level of wisdom about this, where he says, when I tried to understand this, it was oppressive to me until I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. So he just was lacking revelation. He was lacking revelation about this. He'd become embittered as he was lacking revelation. But he would have spoken from a position of just lacking the level of revelation and insight necessary to speak on the topic. So that tells you that there's some things that you're not supposed to be covering. You're not supposed to talk about yet. And I think that we do a disservice if, you know, to keep going on this, we do a disservice many times because People want an answer to every question. Not understanding that a lot of your walk as a believer is trusting God. You might not have all the answers up front. You may not have the answers in the timing that you want. It may not be the answers that you desired, as you covered tonight. So there's some real just trust in God in there. Mm-hmm. And you might not understand everything from a theological perspective. Do you trust God, though? Do you trust God that God is going to carry this situation for you, and you might not get all the answers up front, right? Or you might have to go deeper, right, till I entered the sanctuary of God. So once he really dove deep on this and meditated this and got in the right environment, then he could understand this.
Yeah.
You know, so I see that many times where, you know, you hear people talk about, oh, I grew up in the church, or I was around the church. I had this question. It wasn't answered either with enough information, or they didn't get an answer, or the answer that they got they didn't like. So therefore, they fell away. Mm. Instead of just understanding that, like, maybe this is something that I'm not going to understand right now, maybe understand it later, or dive deeper just because the youth pastor didn't have an answer on it, or your pastor didn't have an answer on it, doesn't mean that there's not revelation on it. Maybe they just haven't received revelation on it. They don't understand it well enough, right? So it should not be a cause of you falling away from the faith, because if you trust God, then you would say, all right, when the timing is right, or maybe my level of wisdom and knowledge is increased, right? Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. So are you actually seeking that, or are you looking for a reason to back out of this? Or you're just so lukewarm that one thing is going to cause you to break.
That's a good point. If you had all the answers and you had it all figured out, there wouldn't be a need for faith to begin with, right? And so it's important to understand when it doesn't make sense. That's a great point, that just because you don't know the answer doesn't mean it's not there. Mm. When all else fails, even if you're being told to wait, God is good. He's good to Israel, and he's good to those who are pure in heart. Mm. If you're seeking him and you're desiring him, he's good, and it's all going to come full circle, and it's all going to work together. Lord works everything together for the good of those who love him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you just walk in that, eventually, like I talked about tonight, you'll see the other side of the coin of what the better is that God has, and the answers of why he's doing things the way he's doing it, and the deeper things of God, right?
Yes.
Sometimes it just takes time.
Right.
Last point I really want to hit on tonight on the pod is it's easy to envy people. It's easy to envy the wicked, like, and just people in general. Like, oh, it must be nice to have this, or must be nice to have that.
Right.
There's also times where I've seen Christians or believers envy what God's doing in other believers' lives. So it's like, oh, I wish I was at that level, or I wish, you know, that person has the gift of prophecy or the gift of healing, and you know, maybe my gift is teaching or encouraging, or what, you know, something else, tongues.
Mm.
I wish I had that gift. Mm. And it's like, you got to understand that it's the Lord who made you, and whatever the Lord has for you, it's for you, and it's for you to enjoy, right? And it's for the best, right? And he's got something great worked out for you. Don't focus on what other people have or what he's doing in other people's lives. How can I be more faithful? How can I be more faithful over what the Lord's entrust me with, and in turn, to be entrusted with more, and in turn, giving him more honor and more glory in the end.
Yeah, that was the point you made tonight. That was a really good point, right? Was, you know, instead of being filled with that envy, you said, obviously, you know, you made the point about gratitude, and you know, you guys can obviously see that on the message. A great point about how it's thankfulness that's going to break the envy. But also, the point that you made there where you said, you know, this wasn't in my notes, but you made the point of focus on, you know, taking action points of being faithful over what you've been given.
Yeah.
And one of the things that in these last 2 weeks of covering envy too is just like you see with Hannah and Penina in 1 Samuel, God will place irritants around you to keep you from complacency. Mm-hmm. He will place irritants around you to provoke you to purpose.
Yeah. Let it provoke you.
Right. So it should be a driver then, like you said. What was the exact expression you said?
Yeah, let it provoke you into asking, yeah. Lord, how can I be more faithful
right.
over maybe the few that you've given me so I can handle the trouble that comes right. with the many
right.
that would be to come. You right. know?
Yeah, but that's a plague. A plague in this generation right now. It was like a kid was saying the other day at the facility, he's like, oh, well, if I was in this position, then I would list all things that he wasn't currently doing that I was calling him out on, which, you know, show up on time, you know, get his diet right, take himself seriously. He's like, well, if I was at this level, then I would be doing those things. Like, no, you wouldn't.
You're you.
Right? Yeah. You is what has to change. You is what has to, you know, grow and now be ready for that next level. Otherwise, the next level is going to happen and you're just going to collapse under yourself because you never learned what you're supposed to do on the level before, right? And now we're starting to talk about, you know, steps and stages, right? Yeah. But it is definitely intertwined with envy because it's easy to be like, well, I want this or I want that. And one, like we talked about last week, you don't really know what's going on at all. Mm-hmm. You made a good point tonight. You know, you see somebody's riches, you might not see the bankruptcies behind it and the lawsuits and the, you know, impending court case for fraud. Mm-hmm. You see somebody's relationship and it looks perfect and you don't know anything about the, you know, abuse that's actually going on and how terrible of a relationship it truly is, right? Because we're only getting the highlight reels now on social media. Same thing, right? If you go on the, you know, you go on the facility account, we're not posting, you know, here's somebody, you know, bombing a lift or struggling with this,
yeah.
Or here's their low point, or here's this, you know, bullpen he threw the other day that was bad and he just could not get his sweep right. Mm. We're posting, here's the, you know, new velo PR, here's the, you know, yeah. Of course,
yeah.
Right? You know, so yeah, you're not seeing the downs,
yeah.
You know, and then everybody reads the testimonials at the end of the rainbow and then it all looks well and good because you're looking in hindsight. So the valleys that are in the difficulties that are described through it, all well and good because it worked out, but when you're in it, right? You know, so it's like those are things that help to, you know, give perspective on envy. But you made a really good point tonight of just the gratitude, giving thanks in all circumstances. That's what's going to break you through is your praise. So can you have a negative circumstance in life and still say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth continuously. Right, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. If you can say that in difficulty, now you can actually be trusted because your love for the Lord is not contingent on circumstances. Mm. So God will often keep you on a hamster wheel of keep learning that lesson over and over until you actually learn it. Because you cannot then be trusted because if your love and faithfulness for God is based on circumstances, right, you cannot be trusted. So he's got to know that you are actually going to love him regardless of if things are tough in your life or difficult or you're not receiving what you think that you should receive, which, as you said tonight, great point, so often is wrong. Because as you get older, you look back and you're like, oh, you're thankful that God didn't give you that because God had something better,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he always does. So that's a wrap on Psalm 73. We really appreciate you guys being with us the last couple weeks. That's a wrap on that. As again, this is the Monday Night Pod. Tyler Fenske. Hope everybody has a blessed week.